Hit start. I ain't talking about this thing. All right, so we'll go ahead and get started. Call to order. What? You just give, not that you give me a weird look. Okay. Any comments? Any comments from visitors? No? Okay. Well, don't get scared. And reviewing the purpose of the shack is just to take care of the kids and staff, mental, physical, psychological, I mean, just all around. Do y'all want to go over the minutes from our December meeting, or are y'all okay with them? Do y'all, we basically kind of went over shack. I mean, went over the healthy family.
I was y'all here, good? So I'm good.
We good? Y'all good?
Good.
Great. All right. All right.
I was going to add in there, we could certainly have better student health if we could just get them to stop drinking after each other.
That would be so nice.
Or sharing chapstick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, or sharing chapstick. That would be nice, too. Yeah, it's so gross.
One of Autumn's friends says, we can share water because we share DNA.
No. I don't think that's correct.
No.
You need the negative.
Yeah.
I was taught by Mrs. Talent, so I can say that. That's not correct.
Yeah, just send that one to Mrs. Talent. We'll let her explain that one.
She'll get it,
aren't you? Okay. Our health. Healthy Family Night is going to be on March 7th at open house is going to be at 6, and then the Healthy Family is going to be at 6:30 to 7:30. We won't open the gym doors until 6:30, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have, the plan is to have a healthy snack and water stations in the cafeteria like what we've had in the past. So far, we have the St. Till Clinic, PPGH is coming. Mike Foster with Palapuna Game Warden is coming, and he's also going to do a table for Fellowship Outdoors. I've contacted Christina with the volunteer St. Till Volunteer Fire Department. I haven't heard anything back with them. Horticulture with Miss Harris, they're going to have something. And you were still going to contact the clothes closet, mm-hmm, and food pantry. And ECI, Parissa. Oh. Mm-hmm. I talked to Tracy Ross with the Lipan Gym, and she said she'll have a table as well. I just heard back from her just a little bit ago. Children's Alliance. Sheree Patterson will be coming. Cornerstone Community Action Agency will also be coming. I can't remember who our contact person with SYA track is.
No, it changed. I will ask Corey.
It was Alicia.
It was Alicia. But is it Alicia again this year?
Corey texts me about it, so ooh. I'm going to guess that probably no. I already said no. Don't get excited. I already said no.
So I'll ask Corey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see if she has
track.
SYA track. Alicia.
Oh, she did last. Okay. And then I talked to, emailed Mr. Belding and Miss Wooster about seeing if the band wants to have some kind of table, if that's something they would want to do. And then a recovery resource is going to be coming as well. Does anybody have any other... what was poison control? I'll talk to see.
Who do you?
I don't know. I'll have to see.
She just talked to him today.
Yeah, I just talked to him today. I'll just call him again. See who. Because surely they'd have somebody out here. Yeah. But does anybody have any other...
What about
ideas?
The other VFD thing.
Oh yeah,
we did talk about that. Brazos.
We did talk about Brazos.
Cause Cammy.
Yeah, Cammy was going to.
Who?
Benu.
Yeah.
As long as they, we talked about just if they'll provide something different from the St. John Fire Department. Yeah. We don't want to double dose it, but I mean, I feel like they could all do something different in terms of fire safety and it would still be okay.
Because St. John normally does.
Focus more on medical. So someone could do more of like fire stuff.
Yeah. Because St. John normally does like blood pressure and blood sugars and that type. So if somebody could do fire safety, even doing smoke detectors and CO2 detectors, that type of stuff. Okay. Sean, are you going to talk to somebody with lung cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll remind you.
Yes, please. Yeah, and I know she's been crazy busy at work.
If I could ask Coach Edge if they might be doing a project in health
class,
maybe that would be a good addition.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'll ask him what they're up to.
Yeah.
I don't want to put too much on them, like you were saying. Make it easy for them.
Even if they have done some kind of project that can be displayed?
Yeah.
They don't have to. Okay, good. She's already on it. Can we talk to WPA, and I don't mind doing it, about donating life jackets or helmets again or something along those lines?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. And last year we gave away the jump ropes. Are we going to do something like that again this year, or...?
That's fine. Do y'all have a better idea for the jump rope? I don't know. Jump ropes are cheap, is the thing.
That's what I was thinking.
And you have to provide a bazillion of them. But definitely open to something else, if y'all can think of something. You just have to provide about 300 of whatever it is. So.
The kids were excited about it. From watching the kids get the jump ropes, it seems like they're excited about it. I don't know what hot it was when they got home, but.
I know this is kind of off the wall, but y'all are talking about sourdough bread. I don't think it would be bad to provide some sort of, homesteading kind of, I don't know where I'm going with this. Y'all help me.
Like,
I'm going somewhere.
Gardening and providing your own food.
Yeah,
kind of
some
stuff.
Seeds.
Oh,
you know?
What?
Seeds.
Yeah. Well, that's what we did one year, is did...
The Girl Scouts did somebody.
They planted some seeds. We could do that, yeah. We could do that instead of the jump ropes. Have the pots and then do it.
She said she's bringing her pet chicken.
I'll bring
them. They have like the tiny little plastic ones. Looks like terracotta, but it's a little plastic pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
So are these businesses that we're thinking of to bring in that would provide like a service for healthy? Well, my cousin just started a homesteading thing.
What's
Could
that?
I ask him if he
would
want
to
do
a
table?
I think that'd be so
cool.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if he'll do it, but I'll ask him.
Yeah.
I'll ask him. I don't know. There was another company that I saw at the Straw and Career Day. And I'm trying to think of what it was. It was either Texas AgriLife or some kind of something that is a service to the public about gardening. And do you know what it's called? Anybody?
I think it is AgriLife.
I do think it's AgriLife too.
Easily.
But she said, I told her about our health night, and she would say, she said we would absolutely be interested in having a table.
There's an office in there, that's healthy.
I think that's the lady I talked to.
Was it Lynette Babcock?
Probably.
Maybe if I saw a picture.
That's who it is.
Yeah. I don't mind reaching out to her.
Okay. I think just bringing in some different things like that. How to take care of your family.
Especially as food prices are
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I make four loaves per bag of bread flour. And that bag of bread flour is $5. So,
I make bread without bread flour. I just use
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been using the all purpose. It's just, it's a different texture, but yes.
It is.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure yours tastes much better, but considering that mine don't know what they're missing, we're good. We're all good.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. They're just ecstatic if I make some. So.
All right. But yeah, I feel when you talk to the people, you know, if they could do like a little, just a short, it doesn't have to be a long presentation if they're going to have a presentation. Excuse me. Just a short presentation so we can get, you know, keep everybody moving so we're not bogged down in one, at one table.
Flyers are really good too and quick.
Yeah, flyers are really good. And if they have something where they can do like a little giveaway or a little pin or, you know, just something to them to take home besides the flyers. It seems to always, the kids always like that too. Anything else? Does anybody have
any businesses?
Any other business besides this? All right. Well, I guess that is it. Do y'all want to try to meet one more time?